The Oncotype DX test is really designed for patients who kind of are on the fence about whether to eat chemo or not, particularly, and actually specifically, node negative, ER positive, exactly what she is.
Correct.
So, in other words, just looking at her numbers, it was, I guess, from your point of view and maybe her point of view, questionable about whether she should go ahead with the chemo.
That's right. She actually had read about the test. We did suggest the Oncotype testing, and we went into detail about what the meaning of that was. We explained to her the fact that there is a gray area for certain women, like she is, ER-PR positive, no negative, and she's intermediate differentiation. So she was sort of in a gray area where a few years ago, for sure, a woman like this would go right into adjuvant chemotherapy. But that there were a new sort of genetic testing, if you may, that could test the potential for recurrence for her, because she was not too happy or keen in the idea of receiving chemotherapy.
And I guess the other thing about the recurrence score is not only can it identify, I guess, about half of these women as being very low risk, and hopefully those are the ones that can avoid the chemo, but the other thing that came out in the sort of second wave of research was that the higher risk women actually got a much greater benefit from chemo than we were used to seeing.
That's right. And so all that information was explained to her. And so after the conversation, she decided to go home and talk it over with her family.
So you got the Oncotype test, mm-hmm. and it came back?
Intermediate. It's intermediate risk category.
I guess about a quarter of the women are high risk on Oncotype. Them, clearly, chemotherapy has tremendous benefit. Half of the women are low risk. Mm-hmm. Chemotherapy doesn't help. And a quarter of them are intermediate, and we don't know.
Exactly. And we're still talking about a young 53-year-old working full-time, married with two grown children. And so the risks of chemotherapy with AC, you know, you have to weigh those in, and she had to weigh those in, the potential for cardiotoxicity with Adriamycin, hair loss, more body image issues. So I think we all need to be respectful of those issues that are sensitive to these kind of patients.
So what did she decide to do first in terms of the chemotherapy?
She gave us a call and said that after discussing it with her husband and her daughters and sort of reading more about the Oncotype, she decided to go ahead with four cycles of AC. And then we discussed the fact that she would also get local radiation and then be started on hormonal treatments.
And what did you specifically advise her in terms of to expect from the AC?
Having had the oncology, nursing, and chemo delivering experience, I'm always the one who sits down with the patients and goes over with them about the drugs and what side effects to expect.
And how did they react to this information?
Well, she had an anxious look on her face. I try to be as realistic as I can, because I think that a patient that is well-educated as to what to expect and how to deal with the symptoms and the issues at hand will handle the situation much better.